Whenever you go out, you got to get the appetizer, because the appetizer is just an excuse for an extra meal. And I was like, let's see, I will start with the 80 buffalo wings. And do you have a low-cal blue cheese? Because I don't want to fill up too much. It would be kind of embarrassing trying to explain what an appetizer is to someone from a starving country, though. Yeah, the appetizer, that's food we eat before we have our food. No, you're thinking of dessert. That's food we eat after we have our food. Yep, we eat tons of food. Sometimes there's so much, we just stick it in a bag, bring it home. Give it to the dog. You ever get the doggy bag? You're like, oh no, put this in a box, in a bag, and I'll bring it home and throw it out tomorrow.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter. Troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
At WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed with local news and timeless hits, and Jim and Carol coming up now.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
It's intermission. Rise and stretch time. Time to refresh yourself and visit our snack bar. Got a yen for hot popcorn? Your favorite soft drinks are sparkling cold. The juicy Frank sizzling hot. There's delicious coffee freshly brewed and all kinds of ice cream and candy to tempt you. Showtime will be announced loud and clear to get you back to your car in time. So stretch your legs. Come to the snack bar now.
And say hello to Jim Basir and Carol G and Forte. They put on some great shows here in Racine talking about life in the 50s and the 60s, and today we're talking about something that's still around. You might be able to find one, but it's tough. the drive-in movie theater, which were, I think, about 4,000 back in the 50s and 60s. Now they're hard to find. Jim and Carol, thank you guys for coming by. Just get a little closer to that microphone, Carol. All right, you can pull it closer to you if you want.
We're glad to be here.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, don't get too far away, like in another room. Good to have you guys here. Thank you very much. Let's start with the drive-in movies. What do you got for us?
Thank you, Don, for allowing us to be here. Did you know that America's first outdoor theater or drive-in opened in 1933 near Camden, New Jersey? Is that near your neck of the woods there, Don?
No, but I have a photo of it.
Okay.
It was very square screen, very small, but yeah, Camden, New Jersey. Yeah.
That's right. Of course, money for entertainment was hard to come by back then due to the Depression. But after World War II, our returning servicemen married and began to raise families. And of course, we're the result of that, the baby boomers. And these vets, of course, bought cars, including station wagons. So with this combination, outdoor theaters really caught on. During the late 40s, hundreds were constructed all across America. Soon, young parents were now taking the kids to the outdoor theaters. Teens were begging for the family car. I remember I did. Adults of all ages were finding it a fun time to take in a movie in this new and novel way. But by 1958, America had over, 5,000 outdoor theaters, and Racine boasted two of them. Well, one actually in Kenosha County, the Mid-City and the Westgate.
You know, Jim, when we talk about trying to put ourselves in the place of our parents, how exciting this must have been. The war was over. Now the drive-in or the outdoor, cars. Cars were everything. Now, do we have Ramblers and the Nash at that time, the two variations?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the Mid-City had a special where if you had a Rambler, you could get in free for some of their
special. Yeah, and how many people stuffed in the back?
Yeah, that's
right,
a different story.
Right, under
those
blankets.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I looked up some of the movies about that time to think of what our parents might have been seeing on this big screen. Alfred Hitchcock, he had The Rope and the Easter Parade movie, Irving Berlin with Judy Garland and Fred Astaire, Abbott and Costello. Even with Frankenstein. Treasure of Sierra Madre.
No, Humphrey Bogart. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Key Largo with Bogart and Bacall on the big screen. It must have been very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Edward G. Robinson played in that one, too, as the bad guy. Bogart was the good guy.
Hurricane coming down to the Keys.
Yep. Yeah. That's right. That's right. And we all remember the Westgate. That actually opened in 1949 as the Racine Outdoor Theater, and it was changed to the Westgate in 1952 by the new owners. Located on Highway 20, where Shopko recently stood and where the Westgate Shopping Center now stands, you might remember Turnstile, which was just east of the old theater. Of course, one of our favorite things to do, of course, was to hide in the trunk to gain free admission.
I didn't do that. I wasn't a criminal.
I forgot what the cost to get in was, but a lot of us guys would just hide in the trunk, and very uncomfortable, especially on a hot summer night. You'd be very, in a scrunched up position, no air probably, and you're just begging to get out. But it was worth it because you saved a few bucks.
Hey, let me ask you something. Is a statute of limitations up on that? can we still find out warrant for you somewhere?
So. No, I think you don't have to go to jail anymore. Yeah, you're free.
By the way, one thing about the Westgate, there's a picture somewhere online, we found it. They were showing the movie Eight on the Lam with Bob Hope, and it was WRJN night.
Oh, neat.
Where you can get in at a discount price if you, whatever, say you listen to WRJN.
They had a lot of discounts.
But that was at the Westgate thing, right down the block from the radio station.
Sure. Yeah. Now, they could accommodate about 700 cars. Compare that to the giant 41 Twin in Milwaukee, and that could accommodate just under 2,500 cars. So, and actually, the Westgate covered about 30 acres. They had a train ride, trampolines, pony rides for the kids. And in 1959, go-karts were added on their mighty midget racetrack. And, of course, they had in-car heaters to extend the season. And the speakers, of course, very high-tech. All right, another question. who actually drove away with the speaker still attached.
Yes, we had the lady across the street from us where I grew up. She came home, and the speaker was still attached. It's surprised they didn't pull her window out. But, yeah, she had the speaker with the wire the whole time. Never knew she pulled it out.
Oh, yeah. And you could tell a lot of the poles were hit because sometimes you'd get there and he'd be at a 45-degree angle. And, of course, they had their famous snack bar. They had very, very good food there. Westgate lasted...
Wait a second. Very good food.
Whose standards are you speaking of?
Well, as a young kid, anything tastes good.
All right,
yeah.
We'll do that.
Okay. You're right, Don. They lasted about 30 years, and they closed in 1978 and demolished in 1979. Now, this is fitting. The last movie that was shown at the Westgate was called The End.
Oh, was it really?
Seriously.
With Burt Reynolds. Yeah, I remember that movie. Yeah.
What's there now? The Westgate Shopping Center.
Well, speaking of sneaking in, Jim, and the trunk, there weren't any deaths in those trunks, I don't hope.
I hope not.
Well, anyway, I have a very good friend, Alice Fromm. Now, to meet Alice today, you might find her in church or at women's groups. She's a community leader. Well, Alice was one of those kids that was sneaking into the Westgate because she lived near a broken fence.
Oh.
Did they have that fenced in?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Were there a lot of homes around at that time?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So these people in your house, you can actually look out the window and...
You could.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and for viewing only, if you lived at certain blocks on Ohio Street...
You might be able to hear it.
See it. You could see it.
You need speakers, though.
I figure you might be able to hear it if people have their speakers up a little loud.
I don't know. At least it was viewed.
Get a lip reader. Uh-huh. Okay, hold on a sec. Jim and Carol are here. We're talking about drive-in movie theaters in Racine back in the 50s and 60s. More with Jim and Carol coming up in a moment here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. It's 7:20 at WRJN, your Wednesday morning. You're looking for a sunny day today with a high near 63. Right now it's sunny and 55 degrees here at Radio Park. Jim Messier, Carol Gianforte are here. If you've seen their shows they put on at the Golden Rondale and other venues, you know what a great performance they put on talking about the history of Racine. And today, they're right here. And we're talking about the history of drive-in movie theaters in Racine. We talked about the Westgate Cinema. Jim used to sneak into the trunk. I think that's a felony today, but back then it was a misdemeanor. So let's go on. Continue on about the drive-ins around here.
Well, I think one of the best parts of going to the outdoor was going to the snack bar. And, of course, when you're in high school or whatever, that's the favorite place to be. On a hot summer night, you could always count on ice cream or burgers, hot dogs, pizza, popcorn, of course, for your dates.
Milk duds.
That was another one. All the candy. I remember this was rather embarrassing, but sometimes you take a date. And, of course, this was in the evening at nighttime. You go to the snack bar for your date because she was hungry, and you could not find your way back to the car.
Oh,
and how embarrassing was going up and down the aisles looking for your car. She must have thought you're a complete idiot.
And we know our good friend Marcia Connett, who has been on the panel that we asked to join us when we have been at the Rondell, Marcia and Joe Pavkovich. Marcia has a story where I guess she and her girlfriend didn't care for these guys. They moved the car. So it was difficult for the guys to find them afterwards.
I like that. That's a good move.
That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, we just opened up the program with Let's All Go to the Lobby. Don found that clip for us.
Yep.
And don't we still remember that? And we had fun at our Golden Rondell program. Joe and Marcia led us in singing.
Yep.
Let's All Go to the Lobby.
Everybody's
you can see what
sang.
A highbrow. Program we have when you're singing Let's All Go to the Lobby.
Yep, that's right.
Kind of on the intellectual side, wouldn't you say?
With the Racine Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yep, we love that snack bar.
Oh, yeah.
What about the Mid-City?
That was the other outdoor theater.
Where was that?
That was located between, actually, Racine and Kenosha on Highway A and Highway 32.
Highway A and 32.
Yeah, it's a big apartment complex.
Oh, is that what they did with it?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, that was just south of KR. That also opened up in 1949. They could accommodate about 765 cars, a little bit more than the Westgate. And I didn't realize this, but they had 500 more seats for walk-ins. Apparently, back then, it was a big deal to take the bus or drop the kids off or whatever. And you could just sit in a chair and just enjoy the movie. So there were also, like Carol mentioned, long lines of cars on Highway A for those who wanted to see the movie for nothing. You couldn't hear anything, but you could see it. And this was especially true when they showed X-rated movies. I think there were more cars parked on Highway A than inside the theater complex.
And that's true. Back in the 70s, toward the end of the drive-in thing, they started, had to get people in there somehow. They started showing these softcore X-rated films.
Right.
But you can see them from the road.
Oh, yes.
And it was,
yes.
You know, there were softcore films, but still.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They'd gawk at the screen and... And like I said, no sound, but that's all they wanted was the...
And then when they went to that sound where you can listen on your radio in the car, people used to park outside and you can hear it on your radio.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you did that, Jim?
I can't admit anything here.
I finally got a lot about you today.
Yeah. Now, they lasted a little bit longer than the Westgate, which closed in 78. The Mid-City closed in after the 1984 season, and it was demolished in 91. So it sat deserted for about 7 years, with the exception of a few occasional flea markets. What's there now? Large apartment complex now stands on the former site. And, you know, you'd never know that that was the site of the Mid-City Outdoor Theater.
Why doesn't somebody put a plaque there? I mean, there's got to be something. I told you, my old drive-in I used to go to as a kid, they have a giant plaque there now describing exactly what was there. It's an historic site because, I mean, for 30 years, every family went there and grew up there at that drive-in theater.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a plaque in front. It's a historic complex now, but they put a plaque there. It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to prioritize our community needs, but you know what? We'll keep track of that one.
No,
Todd.
Plaques
we'll
come first. Come on.
Now, we do have a plaque that we learned marks the Kiddyland site.
Yes.
And we're so glad that that's
there
at the Horlick Park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So plaques are not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep it in mind for the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing how we can picture ourselves, though, Jim, at either one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we go as kids... sitting in the back seat with brothers and sisters, our parents would tell us we're going to the drive-in tonight.
That's right. Yeah.
And in pajamas.
Yep.
Maybe the moms would make the popcorn for us.
Big bag of popcorn, right?
Yeah. And our favorite blanket, and finding our spot in the back seat.
Yep.
And then our parents, when we think about them, young parents, probably waiting for us to go to sleep. And enjoying some peace and quiet in the car, a double feature, maybe taking us home pretty late. We'd be sound asleep.
Oh, all
and they
the
would
time.
Have had finally a date.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I can hear it now. Carol's parents. Will you be quiet in that back seat? When you get home, you're going to get it.
As an only child, I didn't really have too much to scrabble around with.
You were back there alone, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there.
Stop kicking the seat.
Oh, and thinking of those parents, I think we, for our Rondell program, we had a picture of what was very helpful at the outdoor, the bench car seats. We didn't have to have the bucket seats at that time.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Sliding over.
Yep.
And then, of course, teens, we all know, we were smiling about the antics that we pulled and some of the young romance that we got started there. It's very high in our memories.
Wait a second. Back up to the romance. Would you have a passion pit going on back there? The driving
that was
theater?
A phrase, wasn't it? The passion pit.
That's right.
I think that was. I know Jim posted on Retro Racine that we would be on Don's program.
Mm-hmm.
And one person called it the passion pit. He revived that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And another person that commented, he talked about any of the witnesses for the sneaking in, that they're all dead.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, terrible.
Are they dead because they were witnesses, or are they dead because they died of natural causes?
Good point.
Right,
good point.
Right. Now, the movies themselves, of course, to see them, and to see them on the big screen. So we've asked Don if he's got some themes of the movies to just remind us.
That we probably saw at the outdoor theater.
You ready?
Ready.
We are ready.
Let's play them.
My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I would like to tell you about my forthcoming lecture. It is about the birds and their age-long relationship with man. It will be seen in theaters like this across the country.
the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
It's intermission. Rise and stretch time. Time to refresh yourself and visit our snack bar. Got a yen for hot popcorn? Your favorite soft drinks are sparkling cold. The juicy Frank sizzling hot. There's delicious coffee freshly brewed and all kinds of ice cream and candy to tempt you. Showtime will be announced loud and clear to get you back to your car in time. So stretch your legs. Come to the snack bar now.
The food always looked good on the screen. You ever notice that?
Oh, yes.
They show these nice hamburgers and hot dogs and pizza. Then you get to the stand, and it didn't quite look the same. And we're going to take a quick break. More with Jim and Carol coming up. We're talking about the drive-in movie theaters in the Racine area growing up in the 50s and 60s. More straight ahead right here, where you'll find local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, I tell you, man, I admire flight attendants. I really do. I couldn't do what they do. They're there for safety, first of all, and they got to put up with so much garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years, you know? You know, you're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are so nice, they run up and act like it's close, you know? They run up there, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. Oh, we can check it for you, you moron. That's what I would do. I would last like 9 seconds at that job, you know? I would just run up, hey, does that look like it's going to fit? You got this much room, you got like a dead yak. You don't see all these people jammed up behind you? Oh, this is your world. Oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
WRJN local news and timeless hits, and we have Jim and Carol are here. Jim Basir, Carol Gianforte. You might remember their shows at the Golden Rondale and other venues where they talk about the history of Racine, bringing you back to the good old days of the 50s and 60s. A lot of people would say they weren't that good. There were some bad times too in the 50s. We don't remember the bad times, only the good times. And some of those good times involved drive-in movie theaters, and that's what we're talking about today. Some of the drive-ins that were there that are no longer there. Talked about the Mid-City and the Westgate. And let's continue on here.
Well, we loved hearing those movie themes. The Magnificent Seven, Goldfinger. Yeah. It brought us right back to the power of movies that, of course, we still love today. But I think that era where you could see it on the big screen, enclosed in a car with friends or whatever, made everything even more dramatic. So Jim and I have, when we've done this in person, we've had many photos on screen of the movies and the movie stars. And also on how the outdoors advertised. Their marketing was absolutely incredible, which we will get to. But one of our first photos was like you played Elvis, but this was Beach Party. We're looking at a photo right now in front of us in the radio station.
Frankie and Annette.
Yeah, yes. They were our idols.
Not mine, but yours. Remember Annette from the Mickey Mouse Club.
Well, at least I had dark hair, so I had a shot at looking like Annette.
And Jim just gave me a thing here. The Big July Christmas Show. I know. The Big July Christmas Show. And, presented in cooperation with radio station WRAC. Oh. That was our competition.
Oh, interesting.
Thanks
for
bringing that up, Jim. An old wound.
So we had those beach movies. We had westerns. We had John Wayne with How the West Was Won. And this reminds us of a photo we have here that we would have been in the past showing on the screen. This was at the Mid-City, for instance, How the West Was Won. And adults were $125 to get in. It started at 9 o'clock at night or at dusk. John Wayne was a grand hero, we know. Then, of course, we had just the big stars. And we're looking at another ad here from the Westgate. 50 cents at that time for adult admission. That was really low.
50 cents to get in?
Yeah. Wow. 50 cents per each. At the Turnstile Family Center, bargain night. That's what that was. Mm-hmm. Bargain night. Mm-hmm. And Jack Lemmon, Shirley MacLaine, Fred McMurray in The Apartment. Also, Jimmy Stewart and Maureen O'Hara. Mr. Hobbs Takes a Vacation.
I remember that. I saw that at the drive-in.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Not that drive-in, but I saw it at the drive-in. Yeah.
Jim, you take this one. Another star.
Here? Rock Hudson and Brigitte Bardot. Oh, my gosh. She was really a star back in the 50s.
What picture was that? Was that in one movie?
This was called All That Heaven Allows.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
Yeah, what is this one here?
At the
Steve
West
McQueen,
Gate.
Jackie Gleason, Steve McQueen.
Oh, Soldier in the Rain.
Soldier in the Rain.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And we have another one here, My Favorite Wife with Cary Grant.
This one, Jim, I noticed, is really older, because this was the Racine Outdoor Theater.
Oh, that was there when they first opened
up. They first opened.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it says, hey, kids, all aboard for a free ride in the miniature Streamliner.
Mm-hmm.
Come as late as 9:15 and see both pictures. Ginger Rogers, David Niven.
Mm-hmm. For a guy's point of view, you'd love to take your date to see a horror movie. And there's a couple of them here at the Mid-City. The Werewolf in a Girl's Dormitory.
I remember that movie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Corridors of Blood. There we go. Just loaded with all these horror movies.
You know, it was a big drive-in movie, and it got to start the Night of the Living Dead, which became a classic.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that is, Turner Classic Movies runs it all the time, and it got it started drive-in theaters.
Oh, yeah, sure. These series of horror movies were called Nervo-Rama, and it says, how much shock can you stand? And again, guys would love to take a date there because with bucket seats, she'd always move closer to you and snuggle up to you looking for, support, I guess.
Well, at the Starlight Drive-In in Menomonee Falls, I took my daughter once there. She's little, and they had five movies they were playing one night, from dusk to dawn, they called it.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was the Freddy Krueger movies, a whole bunch of horror movies in there. And we stayed, and then the sun was coming up. But the sun was shining on the screen, so you can hardly see what was playing. But it was toward the end of the last movie. But we stayed from dusk till dawn.
How old was she?
Oh, she's an old girl, probably about 5-6 years
Maybe
old.
Maybe she still remembers.
Yeah,
the night at the drive-in.
A night of dusk to dawn. Five movies at the Starlight in Menomonee Falls. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here's another one from that era about the horror movies. This one was for Friday the 13th. You could see... the skull. They advertise it, when the skull strikes, you will scream. Triple shock show. Kiss of the Vampire. And what else? The Face of Fu Manchu. But they were famous for their horror movies.
And that also happened toward the end of the drive-in run, where they had to start getting people in the drive-ins. They used to do that.
Oh, yes.
Because the regular features, the first run, were shown at theaters, and it was more comfortable to watch it in the movie theater.
That's right. That's
Jim will talk about some of the things they really tried to do as the attendance was going down.
Yeah.
But looking at these photos that we have in front of us on paper, their efforts at marketing were quite incredible, because just talking about the movies also brings to light what was said in the newspaper. When the skull strikes, you'll scream. The new height in fright. Evil science breeds a race of the living dead.
Mm-hmm.
Gruesome, ghastly, ghoulish. This was all their effort to keep bringing people in.
Yeah, it was sad toward the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where you want to bring your date, I'll tell you. Some movie like that.
Yes. Here was another one that they're marketing. Surging, savage adventure and hellish horror. How much shock can you stand?
Well, you know what they did? A lot of companies like American International Pictures, they made movies based for the drive-in. All these beach party movies, the motorcycle movies, the Hell's Angels movies they made, and the horror movies, the Edgar Allan Poe movies with Vincent Price, all geared toward the drive-in. Because theaters weren't going to show them. But the drive-in would.
Oh.
But like you said, Don, the theaters fought back to survive. They had buck nights, and that means the entire carload could get in for a dollar, and I tell you, you really packed your friends in that car for a dollar. Many of them had fireworks, square dancing, pony rides, live monkeys, even Santa Claus made an appearance. The Mid-City had free popcorn nights, free school supply nights, and like somebody mentioned, free admission if you had a Nash or a Rambler car on occasion at the old Mid-City. So, but it became way too costly eventually to upgrade to the digital projection systems. That could cost upwards of $200,000.
Yeah, I know.
And if you can imagine a mom-and-pop enterprise owning an outdoor theater, they couldn't afford that.
Well, my wife and I, we watched this thing. It was about a Pennsylvania drive-in that's still around today. And they wanted him to convert to digital, and they said, no, we're going to only run 35-millimeter films here. And they still, to this day, only, then they can't run the first run movies because they don't come in 35-millimeter anymore.
That's right.
But they run all the classic movies, and they only run the film.
That's good. Don, you had alluded to this. The main reason, I think, for closing of these outdoor theaters was the high real estate values. They were once built outside the city limits, but the properties became very valuable as the cities expanded. The middle-of-nowhere location became ideal locations for more profitable enterprises, like apartment complexes, and a good example here was the Westgate Shopping Center. So from over 5,000 outdoor theaters at its peak, only about 300 remain, including 9 in Wisconsin. I could always say the closest one used to be the Kino, but they closed, what, maybe about 8, 10 years
ago. I was at the Kino. I went there before they closed. Yeah,
right. And Carol mentioned that she was at the Jefferson, or near the Jefferson Outdoor Theater, which is starting up operations already.
Yeah.
That's the closest one. However, they did open up the one in Franklin called the Milky Way, which only accommodates 150 cars. It costs $35 a carload. So if you go with
actually,
one
person, it's not too bad.
Well, if you go with by yourself, it's going to be a little, or even a date.
Oh, you got to pay $35 even if you're
a carload, right?
Oh, but now, like the Jefferson one, I looked up this morning. That's $10 a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what movie theaters charge,
right?
But this is $35 a carload.
Carload, yeah. And they take all the fun out of it because you can't hide in the trunk anymore.
Right.
Nobody wants to be a felon like you. We're going to take a quick break. It's 7:48 at WRJM. We're talking with Jim and Carol about drive-in theaters in the area in the 50s and 60s. More coming up in just a moment here. Don't move. WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. They're back here at WRJN. 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary 1400 AM. WRJN. Jim and Carol are here, and we're talking about the history of the drive-in movie theaters in Racine and Kenosha area. And you guys are actually going to be live on stage in concert coming up. Oh, when is that now?
Monday night, June 3rd. We are so honored. Preservation Racine, a great organization in Racine, has almost monthly meetings with wonderful topics. And so they have asked us to present this program, The Outdoor, Monday night at Living Faith Church, which is at 2915 Wright Boulevard.
It's about a block east of St. Ed's, if you know where that is.
So we are so thrilled. This half an hour, 40-minute program is lifted out of what we did last year at the Golden Rondell. Jim and I did the program Summer in the City, which was a two-hour program. And our Summer in the City was covering Washington Park Pool, the 4th of July Parade, Kittyland, and the outdoor. So for Preservation Racine's meeting, we have over 100 pictures, just like we showed at the Rondell. We're going to be in the church proper at Living Faith, which seats 300 people. Wonderful sound system, wonderful screen, and a slanted audience, too, so you can see the screen just easily. So that is next Monday night, June 3rd, and if you would arrive about 6:30. Now, if you're not a Preservation Racine member, speaking of sneaking through, there is a $5 charge if you're not a member.
Can you pay cash when you get there?
Yes, you can.
Well, some places don't allow that anymore. You got to pay online.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. No. This is a Preservation Racine.
So it's a cash. You can bring $10 or $5 or whatever.
Their members for their programs come in free.
You can't hide in the trunk either to get in, so don't even try it.
Just say you're a friend of Jim and Carol. They'll let you.
So we're very excited and hope to see people making time for that. Now, Jim was talking about the bench seats, or I guess I said that, and taking a gal eagerly to these shock-a-thon kind of movies.
Shock-a-thon.
So, Jim, do you have anything more to say from the guy's point of view? Because then I'm going to say from the girl's point of view.
No, I think just the...
Have you covered it?
I think so. The best part about going to the outdoor theater, of course, was to see the horror movies with a date. Buck Knight, of course, sneaking in the trunk, and sometimes driving away with the speaker. We all remember those fun times.
Well,
go ahead, Carol.
I'd just love to hear Marcia Conant, who will be with us, Marcia Conant and Joe Popkovich in person for the Preservation Racine meeting at Living Faith on Monday night. But Marcia has clued us in about the girl's experience as a teen at the outdoor. So I'm lifting out her stories, but I told you already about how if the two girls didn't like their dates, they moved the car when the guys went to the snack bar. So that caused a bit of delay in being reunited at the car. Another thing is Marcia had explained that she was with a very unsatisfactory date at one time. And so her escape was to the snack bar. But when she was at the snack bar, she looked down and realized that she had her penny loafers that contained a dime. She called her father to rescue her.
At the drive-in?
She exited, yes.
How bad was this guy?
She was not about to find out, apparently. She cut it short. And then she had another anecdote about someone else. Maybe it wasn't even Racine, but like you said with your daughter, Don, the movie's going on and on and on, and being so tired that you fell asleep as the driver in the car, and you could wake up right in the middle of a flea market, she said. And then this one was tinged with fun, but a little sadness. Another aspect Marcia had learned for her talk was if you were with the cleanup crew that next morning, she knew that she was told a diamond ring, an engagement ring, was found, never to be claimed again.
Ooh.
So that had been quite the evening.
Wow. You know, I used to love going to, I'll tell you one quick story. The movie was The Last Sunset with Joseph Cotten and Rock Hudson at the drive-in. I was a little tiny kid. And my brother, we sat in the backseat, and he would force me to laugh. And when I laughed, I was, stop it back there, you know. Finally, I was laughing so much, my father said, get out of the car. And I had to sit on the back bumper of the car for the rest of the movie.
Dad.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me back in the car. And I'm sitting on the back, and I'm facing all the other cars, and they're looking at me on the back bumper. You know, I think it was 6 or 7 years old.
Oh.
It had no mercy
your
on me
father
whatsoever.
He was really wanting to see that movie.
Well, my brother was an instigator. He never got caught. He's one of those people that, you
yes.
know,
mm-hmm.
other people got mm-hmm. caught around him.
Yes.
And so he remembers that. I still remember what made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
When Joseph Cotton was on screen, he referred to a little character in The Little Rascals named Cotton the Monkey.
Uh-huh.
And he would say, oh, there's Cotton the Monkey. And I would start laughing. And my father would turn around. Oh. First you get the look.
Caught again.
Yeah, then you get the scream, and he said, get out of the car.
Oh, my.
And I sat on the bumper for the whole movie.
Goodness sakes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, to conclude, probably, unless if we are running out of time, mm-hmm. is I was so fascinated when Jim and I were first putting this together for the in-person program, Summer in the City. Do you remember the searchlights? A dark summer night, and there'd be searchlights in the sky.
Oh, for like gas stations opening up or something?
And we showed that for the outdoor.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, we did. And I wanted our mm-hmm. possible Golden Rondelle program, as technologically great as it was, to be very dark and then have the searchlights start up. But anyway, it has to be just in our memory.
Yeah, Carol wanted this $2 million production set up. And it never happened. But you guys do a great job. Again, Preservation Racine, putting it on in the church again, is the
Living Faith.
Living Faith.
It's coming Monday.
On Wright?
On Wright Avenue.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. East of St. Ed's.
It's not that far from here.
No.
2915. Mm-hmm. 2915, right. With plenty of parking in their parking lot. And an elevator.
So you don't have to sneak in.
Yeah.
And it'll be at get there at 6:30, showtime mm-hmm. at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Or before.
Just
kind of gauging the refreshments with the program.
And when it gets dark, they'll put the show in at dusk. And also, it's $5 to get in per person if you're not a member of Preservation Racine.
That's right. That's right.
They do take cash.
And that's for the Preservation Racine coffers. Mm-hmm. Not Jim and me or anything.
No. Okay. We're loaded already, right?
Yeah.
You guys are great to have here.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to have Carolyn here. Growing up on Carlisle Avenue.
Oh.
My wife and I traced your whole childhood recently, going down to the house you went down to, the stairway you snuck down. Then you sneak down. You went down. This is not like Jim, where Jim's got to sneak around. You actually went down.
I was thrilled that you and Terry were reading it and wanted to follow the footsteps. I was thrilled about that.
Yeah, it's really fun to look back at somebody's childhood and walk in those steps again.
Yep.
It's very, I know that the woman that owns the house that I grew up in, 1418 Carlisle, when the book came out the first couple of years, because it's been a few years now, she would tell me that cars were slowly driving up to the house. I guess we get inquisitive about the people we read about, so I've been thrilled about that.
It's like the Psycho House on the mm-hmm. Universal lot. You want to take a quick look? No, not like that.
Next month, Scoop in the Loop, if we're back. Yeah, Scoop in the Loop, folks, next month.
All right, great summertime short program. Jim and Carol, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at WRJ. And more coming up, more timeless hits and local news straight ahead. It's exactly 8 o'clock.